Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular Search Engine of the Month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this issue, c'est infini. Send files straight to friends' desktops with help from France. Vive la différence. Sometimes your content will go viral. Sometimes it will drown in the surf. Ryman and Bic joined up handwriting and saving the world one font at a time. And Pinterest search. Is it better than Bing? Grey man goes green. Could adding one new font on your computer really change the world? Advertising agency Grey London's Nils Leonard explains why he commissioned a free typeface that uses one-third less ink than standard fonts and one-quarter less than its nearest eco-rival. Then he persuaded Ryman, the stationery company that sells ink cartridges, to back the idea. If everyone used the new Ryman Eco font when printing, says Leonard and Ryman, it would save over 490 million ink cartridges and nearly 15 million barrels of oil. That's equivalent to 6.5 million tons of CO2 emissions a year. Consider passing it on if you think it's a good idea. For more details, see creativereview.co.uk/cr-blog. The Universal Typeface. Bic, the ballpoint pen company, has launched a digital crowdsourcing campaign, encouraging people from across the world to share their personal and unique handwriting style to make a universal font out of thousands of people's lettering styles. You can contribute your undoubtedly stylish longhand to this joined-up handwriting amalgam at theuniversaltypeface.com. Ways and Means. It's the wisdom of the crowd that keeps Waze on the road. For iOS, Android, BlackBerry or Windows, this free app from Waze.com works by pooling the experience of drivers in your area to offer warnings and diversion routes when congestion ahead threatens to disrupt your journey. ForeverMap from Scobbler.com also makes use of the crowd. It pulls OpenStreetMap's crowdsourced maps into an easy-to-use utility, effectively letting the local cartographers who produce the maps guide you around the localities that they know best. Nokia offers some excellent free help for travellers too via maps.nokia.com and keeps it virtually generic by avoiding any obvious branding. Although the UK Maps-based assistant is a web app, its construction makes it good enough to perform like a native on pretty much any smartphone or computer. Mappers move to Cupertino. In a bid to rival Google in the maps market, Apple has acquired SpotSetter, a personalised social search engine for places to visit and try. Revealed by TechCrunch, the quietly completed acquisition will see key SpotSetter personnel, ex-Google Maps engineers, move to Apple HQ following the deal. Designed to show recommendations and reviews of various places over a map, SpotSetter's features make it perfect for integration into Apple's Maps app, alongside technologies such as Wi-Fi SLAM and Locationary. For more details, see techcrunch.com. Making content go viral. Why do some articles go viral? It's the holy grail that editors and web producers strive for. But since social media sites like Facebook and Twitter first became important in newsrooms everywhere, nothing has frustrated editors and content publishers more than having to watch their well-reported, carefully crafted stories fizzle out online after only moments in the spotlight. What can online editors at media organisations large and small do to maximise content's chances online and add to its seductive shelf life with enough sticking power to last more than an hour or two? They might try checking their topic at buzzsumo.com, where a simple and free service allows searchers to find the most shared topics based on a keyword or domain. BuzzSumo's creators say their site aims to answer three key questions. What content do people love to share? What were the factors that contributed to its success? And how can creators improve the shareability of content? The company has tracked over 100 million URLs and 1 billion social shares over the last 8 months. And as you'd expect, their treasure trove of data reveals interesting and at times surprising trends on how to give your content the best chance of attaining the social media lifespan it deserves. Check out Buzzsumo.com. Outing Outbrain. ASA, the advertising watchdog, has made a precedent-setting ruling against native content recommendation platform Outbrain. The company works with the Daily Telegraph, CNN, Reuters and others to place paid-for content recommendations at the foot of editorial articles with the suggestion you may also like, or more from the web. What may look like relevant additional stories to most people, or related content of the kind suggested on other sites by sensible algorithms, actually links to advertising and third-party content paid for by an Outbrain customer. The ASA told the company that in future, it must ensure content is easily identifiable as marketing material. Read more at marketingweek.co.uk/401085.2.article. Paper later. Although tablets and mobile devices have changed the way some of us consume articles and news stories, for many there's still nothing like the real thing, physical printed media. Hoping to tap into that demand, new startup Paper Later enables users to save material from the web and have it delivered in a personalised newspaper. The idea comes from UK-based newspaperclub.com, make and print your own newspapers, who specialise in creating on-demand, custom newspapers. To use the company's new service, readers simply click a Save for Paper Later bookmarklet whenever they find worthwhile articles online. When they feel they have enough articles saved, they click to order, and the saved stories are analysed by algorithms that design and format the personalised publication. The paper will then be delivered in a card-backed envelope through the reader's letterbox. Printing is on 55 GSM newsprint with a high recycled content. The service is currently in beta with UK deliveries offered at £4.99 an issue. Check out paperlater.com. Cutting tools. Scissorsfly is a great way to collect and organise pieces of bric-a-brac from around the web. You can cut up site pages just as you might have clipped your way through newspaper pages in a previous life. But now your sample collecting can include animations, videos, maps, and just about anything else in addition to text and images. To help get you started, the Scissorsfly site's homepage offers a demonstration, and the Explore feature shows you a beta version of what your scrapbook can look like. It's decent fun to use, and it's social too. Snippers can organise their clippings, edit their scrapbook boards, and share them with others around the world. Almost but not quite your ideal collecting aid? Take a look at the similar but probably different enough app at Memet.com instead. Check out scissorsfly.com. Making it in pictures. In Pictures, computer tutorials based on pictures, not words, is a collection of free, easy-to-follow, illustrated tutorials for software and computer subjects, such as Microsoft Office, Photoshop Elements, HTML and CSS, MySQL, PHP and Perl. Originally developed as part of a US Department of Education study to help people with learning disabilities learn computer skills. Check out inpix.net. Special delivery. When it comes to moving stuff about on your PC, the simplicity of drag and drop is hard to beat. Infini is a new helper from a bunch of creatives based in Paris that opens up file transfers from the usual range and lets you beam files straight to friends' desktops. And it's not complicated. Coupling drag and drop with high-speed file sharing, this new desktop app for Mac and Windows is surprisingly simple to use. To use Infini, you simply drag files onto an icon and drop them straight onto someone's desktop. Big video files, entire folders full of photos, you name it, there's no size limit or restrictions on what you can send. If you're wondering if this could mean that anyone and his dog will be able to spam your desktop, that needn't be a concern. Infini limits use so that you can only receive transfer requests from people you've agreed to connect with. Privacy is ensured by end-to-end encryption, and since it doesn't host files, there's no cloud storage, just person-to-person transfers, Infinii is very fast. It's also totally free. Check out infinii.io. Search Engine of the Month. Pinterest, the online scrapbooking service, has announced Guided Search, a new search engine for navigating its particular type of content, user-provided pins, which now number around 30 billion, and an array of around 750 million pin boards. For now, the feature is only available on mobile for both iOS and Android platforms, but it will roll out on the web soon, the company said. Pinterest aspires to become an alternative to traditional search engines like Google and Microsoft's Bing, with users searching for specific products or photos rather than web pages. Pinterest CEO Ben Silberman, a former Google employee, said that web search is frequently a letdown for users because it can be too difficult to wade through the pages of hyperlinks and advertisements. Pinterest has 30 billion pins, which are sorted into categories such as fashion and cooking. The new search engine produces a page of images based on the keyword a user enters, such as hairstyles, and then prompts them to refine the search with more specific categories like beehive. Getting more users searching for pins could eventually help Pinterest sell ads. This year, the company began selling its first ads, some of which appear next to search results. For more information, see blog.pinterest.com/837726416. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.